when you're buying a second-hand property, we would always recommend that you get a structural survey carried out. Structural survey is going to be done by an architect or an engineer or a surveyor or somebody with a professional qualification in the area of construction or building, planning, etc. The purpose of the structural survey is to tell you as a potential purchaser about the condition of the property. In other words, is the property structurally sound? And is there any work required or apparent which might cost you money if you buy the property? In other words, significant work, significant investment or expenditure. So you could have superficial work that needs to be done, which you mightn't bat an eyelid at. On the other hand, it may be something more significant that you may need to get done, may need to get fixed. For example, a leaking roof or something like that. That could cost you significant money. The point I'm making is that the structural survey is for you as the potential purchaser. You commission the survey from an engineer or an architect or a surveyor, and they do that report for you. Now, where confusion may arise is you send that to your solicitor, and your solicitor, quite frankly, may or may not look at it. And the reason for that is because the solicitor is an expert and trained to do with matters which are legal. Your solicitor is concerned about legal title. Your solicitor is concerned about getting good title. And the structural survey, quite frankly, is a private report commissioned by you from a surveyor about the condition of the property. It has nothing to do with title. It is not a legal document. So don't confuse or abandon or set aside your responsibility as the person who might be going to buy the property and who has commissioned this report. Don't set aside your responsibility to follow up on that report with the surveyor. Not with your solicitor, with the surveyor. Because your surveyor, remember, your architect, your engineer, whoever has done the report, is the expert in the area of building, in the area of structural soundness, in the area of planning, and so on and so forth. So if you have queries arising from the report, raise those queries, satisfy yourself with your surveyor and discuss it with him or her, and be clear then on the condition of the property. On the other hand, and completely separately, your solicitor will be looking after the legal aspects of the purchase. And the legal aspects of the purchase, remember, will be to do with title and getting good title and ensuring planning is in order and ensuring that there are certificates of compliance with building regulations and planning and so on. But I have to put it to you that it is possible that a property could be in appalling condition, could be a poor, ill-judged purchase, and yet from a legal perspective, title could be perfect. It could be 100%. There could be absolutely no difficulty with the title being offered. There could be absolutely no difficulty with pursuing that property, proceeding with the purchase from a legal perspective. But from a condition perspective, and remember, if you're buying a second-hand house, and we're talking about a second-hand house, from a condition perspective, you need to be concerned about that. And you need to be concerned that it is in, or at least you know what condition it's in, and you know what sort of money you might have to spend to make it right, if it's not right, if it's 100%, if it is a house that is in the condition you'd expect for its age and so on and so forth, then you might be perfectly happy and you'll fix up the few bits and pieces that might need to be fixed up, that may perhaps minor stuff, perhaps cosmetic stuff down the line, nothing significant. But on the other hand, if there is significant expenditure that will require more money from you, well, then you should be aware of that, but you should be aware of that from your report. Remember, it's your report, you've commissioned it from the surveyor, and if you have an issue with it, if you have a query with it, then pick up the phone or contact your surveyor and say, look, I have a question about this aspect of the report or that aspect of the report. And a good surveyor, quite frankly, should be able to explain anything to you that you arising from the report, and probably should be able to give you an idea about the cost, the potential cost, not precise cost, but the area, the ballpark cost of the particular work that might need to be done. So I hope this is useful for you. I hope you can see the difference between getting good title, and that's the solicitor's responsibility, and you making a good purchase, a sound purchase, a sensible purchase, and ensuring that you satisfy yourself about the condition of the property from your survey, your structural survey. And remember, you might send that to your solicitor, but quite frankly, it is not a legal document. It's not a document of title. And the questions or any issues you have arising from it, you should satisfy yourself about those issues with your surveyor or your architect or whoever did the report. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below, and you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. Also, you may have listened to this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you might listen to podcasts. If you have listened on the podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review. Thank you very much.